This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Women are just going to have to see what I've done. I've hired tremendous numbers of women. Women are in my highest executive positions. I pay women in many cases more than I pay men, which is more than most people can say.
Donald Trump on the defense when it comes to women. Just the latest in this crazy tabloid race on the Republican side, or at least it's kind of turned that way. I don't get it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How was your weekend, perhaps, with your family? Hopefully you did get to spend it hanging out with kids, grandkids, friends, whatever, or chillaxing a little bit, perhaps, and thinking about what the Easter Bunny means to you. Somebody asked me that. I was actually in a store staring at boats and probably sticker shock, mouth wide open at what some of these boats I was looking at cost. And a guy came up to me and said, "Hey, what does the Easter Bunny mean to you?" He started talking to me. He was getting kind of emotional. His kids were waiting in a long, long line at a Bass Pro Shop to jump on the Easter Bunny's lap, right? There's Easter egg hunts all over the place. There was one in my neighborhood where a helicopter flew in low. I thought, oh no, we're being attacked. But we were attacked by Easter eggs, in fact. They flew down onto the ground below, and kids scrambled everywhere to get what was inside. What's inside this Trump cruise craziness is the push to become president, and sometimes that means we'll stop at nothing. Ted Cruz says that Trump is terrified of debating me, and that's what this is about. He said that he doesn't want to debate him because he doesn't have any substance. He has a lack of substance. He said, "I should be debating him one-on-one." In fact, he told Sean Hannity that. He said, "I'd be happy to have a debate with Trump, even on your show. We could do 2 hours on your show." But he won't do the substance. "I'm willing to show up anywhere." He's terrified. He's terrified to do it. He doesn't want to talk about the issues. Trump says he's got enough, he's focused on other things. He said that he's got a bunch of different plans to defeat ISIS, and he wants to keep the element of surprise, so he's not going to tell you the specific plans. And of course, we know about the wall, and there are a slew of other important issues that affect all of us as to whoever the next president is, and healthcare being one of them. Healthcare, immigration woes, tax woes, jobs into the future. I mean, the list is pretty long, my friends. Certainly, we know that. The convention is expected to be so crazy that they have double beefed up the security for fear that something might happen. And, of course, any convention is laden with a lot of security. I don't know that that's unusual. It's just being said that way, so perhaps it feels unusual to people. The deal with women is this back and forth over the wives of Cruz, Heidi Cruz, and Melania Trump. And she was featured, Melania Trump, a photograph of her was featured in an ad, really an anti-Trump ad, where she is naked. She's covered in key areas, but let's just say sensual pose, whatever. And there is the implied, here's your first lady deal, which infuriated Trump. He blasted back at Cruz and tried to say, let's keep the wives out of it. But this is just the story that just keeps on giving, and nobody's willing to let it go on the tabloid side. So the questions abound. While all of that is happening, an armed man was shot by police at the Capitol. This is a guy who was on their radar because in October he had screamed out that he was a prophet of God and he was removed and told, you cannot come back here. He decided he was going to come back, and he was going to reach for a weapon. Once that happened, once he pulled a weapon at a checkpoint, then he was shot. The Capitol was on lockdown for about an hour. The White House briefly locked down. There were tons of tourists, springtime, Washington, cherry blossoms. They were in town for that. Staff members, lots of visitors to the Capitol were slammed into offices, and they were told the famous words, shelter in place. I mean, some nut is here, and we're going to figure out what's going on. The man, by the way, was a guy from Tennessee, Larry Dawson, 66. He was issued that stay-away order back in October, like I mentioned. This still happened. Afterwards, the Capitol Chief of Police, Matthew Vera DeRosa, told reporters, we believe it's a single act of a person who has frequented the Capitol grounds, which it was, before, and there is no reason to believe it's anything more than a criminal act, which it was. So the office buildings, the Capitol, reopened after about an hour after what took place. It would be scary, I have to say, if I were at the main entrance of the Capitol Visitor Center, he was around me, and all of that happened. And there was some cell phone video, naturally, that was leaked out, and it looked chaotic, like it would look if you hear that pop-pop sound, and everybody ducks, and somebody's hurt, and that's what goes on. Police radios go off, and it's crazy. And the closer you were to the situation, the more chaotic. And the further away, also chaotic, because you don't know what's happening. So the good news here is they got him immediately, and that was it. There was one person that was hurt, not mortally, in all of the chaotic melee, but that's it. I mean, that's it. So right away, automatically, they got him. I mean, there you go. You could say, well, wait a second. How does this Larry Dawson, how does he get to that point? How does he get there and they don't know? And how does this lunatic, how does he get in and he's at the checkpoint? And, well, the answer is, you know, nobody saw him until, boom, it all goes off. And they did stop him at the checkpoint, which is what you're supposed to, do. You're not going to see that if somebody's got a gun. It just does still show you, though, the fragility of, and how you can get into so-called secure areas, even if you're willing to die for it, because he could have been. And he still may, but supposedly he's in stable but critical condition. Somebody who's willing to die for it could certainly get in to a certain point on a tour in the Capitol, in the White House. We are always on the lookout and always vulnerable, frankly. Speaking of being vulnerable, what's going to happen with the Department of Justice? Are they going to stall if the FBI recommends indicting Hillary Clinton? We know that her aides are being interviewed and had to lawyer up. I still feel as though there is a way to wiggle out, and Clinton will find that wiggle room. And trust me, they've already worked on it. But if the FBI recommends the indictment, in fact, really pushes it, can they ignore it? They're going to interview Clinton. They're going to interview her aides. They're not going to completely let up on this. Supposedly, the FBI isn't. All right, stay with us. We just scratched the surface. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
But yet you haven't done anything. So therefore you revoke your duties to the city of Flint.
And I have minor children and also me. And I'm sick, got illness, but I don't want to contribute to it by this land.
All right, whatever happened in Flint, Michigan, we're not going to let this one drop just because we've turned the page and it's another day. Let's get you up to date for all of our friends listening in and near Flint, Michigan, and who are appalled by what has happened here. And there's cries for the governor to resign. It's a massive water crisis. Boy, you see that lead in the water? Whew. It is scary. And, you know, here's the thing. Do you realize it's not like all of a sudden Flint said, let's raise our hand. We've made a mistake here. I've been reading this story that, and we're going to get her on the show, that really part of what happened is that a mother, her name's Leanne Walters, had her tap water tested because she knew, looking at it, this is not right. She heard her daughter at one point just kind of scream when she was running the water. She ran upstairs and she saw her daughter standing in the shower looking at a clump of long brown hair that had fallen from her head. They were losing their hair. Other crazy things were happening to them. Crazy maladies were going on. And so what you just heard there is somebody saying, yeah, we need to do something, just a man on the street. The governor has to go, whatever, something has to happen. She had rashes on twins that were 3 years old. She had a 14-year-old that had terrible abdominal pains. Just craziness. You know, this was like an Aaron Brockovich report. It's crazy. I mean, there is terrible things. This is serious. So they finally, the water is tested. Finally, it's tested. The lead exposure, 17 months. Complaints from a lot of people. A lot of people about how awful this is. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the water. It can't be right. Something's going on here. So they would boil water. They would do whatever they can. And they started to realize, you know, she started to realize something was wrong with the water. So finally, they started to warn people about it. But it took forever for that even to happen. There wasn't a lot of alternatives. And Flint is one of the poorest cities in America. 41% of the people living there live in poverty. They couldn't afford bottled water or make the long trek to get it. They've got one major grocery store. They rely on relatives when they're older to do these water runs. Is that insane? Hey, you're making the water run today? This is the kind of nonsense that can happen when you're not paying attention, when you're not looking and relying on your city council, the people around you to protect you. Give me a break. I mean, this whole lead thing is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. Initially, with Walters, what happened is the city said, let's hook up a garden hose to the neighbor's house to get water for the family. Hey, their water might not be bad. They did blood tests on the kids. Terrible. The water is more corrosive, and you know this, than the Detroit's tap water. And now what are they doing? What's happening? Okay, money has been dumped out there to try to help the situation, but the rate of the damage and what's gone on, they can't refit these pipes soon enough. I mean, even earlier in the month, the governor deployed the National Guard to work with the Red Cross volunteers to deliver bottled water, water filters, lead testing kits. They still can't drink from the tap water because of the corroded lead pipes. Of course it's a state of emergency. Of course they're still struggling in Flint. They're just getting attention now. But they, when they were jumping up and down and screaming, they couldn't get attention. They couldn't buy attention. Right? So this was end of January where it was so awful. And now finally, someone's starting to pay attention. All right, let's go to Grimm on that note. Perfect name for that. A grim situation, although they're cleaning it up in Flint. Hey, Grimm.
Hey, I kind of talked about that, but I'll wait till tomorrow night. I want to first point out something, Kate. Well, I'm glad to hear you sound better, first off.
Oh, yeah, I had the terrible, like, laryngitis flu nonsense that's going around.
But anyhow, we had reported that right wing there in Belgium group had started some riots. Now, it's kind of ironic that, you know, white right wing in a socialistic government gets treated that way, where we have left wings over here trying to create a socialistic scene here. It's just, you can see the irony there between way things are going. We're a republic, you know. I mean, we're that are in a democratic situation of appointing and removing our officials, where over there, you know, it's total social. You got, you know, socialistic style government, although they've tried to make it a little democratic, it's still socialism.
Oh, yeah.
But I wished I could have talked to you last night because I've heard it all over the news today. If I were Trump, I'd do the honorable thing now, because all I see right now is the Republican Party is tearing itself apart. You know, even
the
form that it is. But if I was Trump, I'd get out there and announce tomorrow to be an honorable person, to do the right thing, which a lot of people say is crazy. And I'd say, look, I'm willing to postpone I can't remember the word they used, but I'm willing to suspend, that's it, suspend my nomination. But here's the deal. I won't suspend it, and I'll give Ted Cruz by the end of the week to run with me instead of tearing the party apart as my VP. And in 90 days, I'll do four of the main objectives that we're here to do, the border, jobs, those scenarios. And in 90 days, I'll implement it. If in 1 year you don't see anything, I'll respectfully resign. And not only by having Ted Cruz as my VP, you got an internal check and balance. But you also have the fact that I will honorably remove myself and resign after 1 year if there's no real progress that the American public can see in me stopping immigration problems, job, the tax code, four key things that he could, you know, get this country back in shape in the budget.
Right. Boy, it's only fantasy civilian. By the way, I love the sound of the cat in the background. Do you have a cat?
Well, I didn't get around to feeding them out.
No, I like cats. So I'm just thinking, that sounds like a cool cat.
I can get my dogs to sing in here, too. They're pacing in there. I've been having to keep them quiet. But, yeah, that's my sugar there. Oh, I had a weird thing happen today with one of them. I've never seen. I wish I could have got a shot of it. Started sucking coke out of my drink, you know, one of them.
No.
Got on the straw, and he just... I thought, now, I've never seen a cat. But they're, you know, they're kin to the coon, so they can just about do anything.
I like that. They can do anything.
That's the way coons are. They can get into any, you know, that's why they got that bandit mask, you know. I mean...
They got to survive. They have survival instincts.
Yeah.
But, that's what it is.
I truly believe if Donald would do that, but if I don't think, you know, I just don't, because they're stuck in this evil wickedness of everything that's wrong with this country. I mean, but at the same time, if Cruz refused, then Donald could say, well, I'm going to go ahead and resign or suspend now. And once he suspends, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire, because if you get impeached or removed, I'll step in. If not, 4 years from now, believe me, I'll come back with a vengeance.
I love your scenarios. You need to be a writer. You need to write this out like a fairy tale. Grimm, thanks. Stay with us, everyone. Back in a flash.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, of course, we have the same old politics that's going on. What's going on in the capital? Sadly, Americans killed in Brussels, a young couple, mother-in-law had just come to visit. They were dropping her off at the airport. That story is so tragic. We'll talk about a lot of that and peel back the onion on what's coming up down the road. Let's go to Dan in Texas. You can throw in your two cents on a lot of what we've been jawing on here. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm fat, but that's what you get for eating too much.
I know. That's why I'm not eating that much. I love it.
Oh, good, good. I want you looking good when you make that walk.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I knew you knew, so I had to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, I think you might notice that the FBI is going to talk to Hillary now, and also it ain't looking too good as far as her not being indicted, because old Joe's out there making the rounds with his visit to Israel, and now him getting out talking about how they shouldn't be observing the Biden rule, blah, 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 and give him a fair break, and he's getting on every little channel that he can and promoting his little what I would do, what I would do. You notice that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So your theory is that's why he's doing that.
That's why he's doing that. He's getting ready, and his running mate will be Baraki. And then you're going to have to make that walk, and we're going to get rich, baby. I mean,
Baraki.
You can go out there and just make us all kinds of money. I'll be so happy.
It's the insanity. Oh.
I haven't figured out what you're going to do when you have to give me a consolation prize. I mean,
oh, you are so funny.
You know what I mean?
I think that, yeah, listen, I disagree with you on Biden. I think Biden loves this because he gets to call, now he gets to handicap. He can just shoot in any direction he wants.
Well, sure.
He doesn't have to be restrained.
Absolutely. He can go out there and be himself. Crazy
he can
Joe.
Be himself.
Crazy Joe.
Crazy Joe.
Yeah. It's perfect. And Grimm's idea, I can just see now Heidi making Donald him mock Kate just to show him that there's no hard feelings.
Yeah. No hard feelings here.
Taste this. You'll love it.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds right.
You know what the meanest animal down there where Grimm is?
What is the meanest?
It's a hippogator.
A hippogator?
Yeah, it's got a hippopotamus head at one end and it's got an alligator head at the other. You know what makes it damn mean? It can't go. It just eats all the time.
A hippogator.
Constantly constipated. I mean, it's madder than a whipple cooter. That's
oh, you are so funny. I love it. Yep.
So I heard that you had the yucky poos and you're feeling better. But
yeah, a lot of people are sick.
Well, you know, I've offered to give Grimm a shot of my blood, but he says he's got the same kind of blood, you know, and
tainted blood.
Well, I got good blood. I got blood so good people try to steal it from me.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing then.
Yeah, the blood bank thinks that I'm a number one prospect.
Ooh.
O negative. The good stuff.
Oh, yeah. O negative is, you're right about that.
You betcha. We've got
love it.
Not
you're
rare
crazy.
because there ain't enough of us out there. We're rare because there's not a lot of us giving it.
That's true. We need our blood. We're not giving it to you. You know, a lot of people can't give blood. They faint. You see people that just completely pass out. You've
the
seen that,
thing,
right?
The only thing that ever made me feel that way was when, like, if I did something like injured myself. That, you know, that feeling you get, that kind of trauma feeling you get.
Yes.
That's the only way I ever got sick was when I saw my own blood after I injured myself in that regard. But fortunately, that hasn't happened for a great many years. Last time I was cutting something, and the knife went, you know, oh, damn, there's all this blood running out of my hand, you know, and I'm going, uh-oh. Another time I was working a glass, and the glass snapped, and it was an A&W root beer mug. And I've got a permanent scar on my thumb that's about 3 inches long that runs clear down to my wrist from when that thing snapped and caught me and just ripped my skin. But I saw that and saw the skin laid out there and saw the blood pouring out of there, and that made me think I almost passed out right there doing the dishes. But then, anyway, enough of the negative ways. Listen, Grimm's idea is pretty good. Grimm's smarter than the average bear. I respect him greatly. He's my radio friend as well as you are, my princess, pole princess that you are.
Oh, I love that.
You know, you're special, and I just love the fact that you're going to make me a rich man. I just cannot thank you enough. And a consolation prize, don't forget, if you refuse to make the walk or they won't let you make the walk, I'll take your car as a consolation prize.
Yeah, that's easy. I love that, Dan. You're crazy, crazy funny, though. We appreciate it, the call always. He's been singing that tune about that walk. He's so sure. I mean, here's the thing, in all seriousness, there's just no way. Barack Obama's, he's not on anyone's undercard. There's no reason for him to be on anyone's undercard because he's president. He's president of the United States. He was the two-term guy, just like Clinton, just like Bush. So that's it. You get your two terms, you get to ride off, and that's calling it a day. And then you go and speak for a gazillion dollars, and all is right with the world, seemingly. Right? Seemingly is the key to what I just said. is it really all right with the world when you go off and do that? Because there's something about being drunk with power, and then all of a sudden you're not the guy with the power. But I'll tell you what, there's a huge story that we need to talk about the FBI breaking into the San Bernardino terrorist phone. So forget all the nonsense about Apple. We will not let you build. We will not build a key, because if we build a key, then it's so dangerous, and then that could tread on the rights of so many people in the future. So the FBI, they cracked the code. They figured a way in without Apple's help. So the Justice Department announced that they had accessed the data that was stored on the iPhone that belonged to the gunman, and that ended the whole court case against the tech company, which is very, very big. So the DOJ no longer requiring the assistance of Apple in unlocking that iPhone. Syed Farouk, the gunman, given that the third party method demonstrated to the FBI earlier this month proved to be successful. So what they find, and that's the idea, what can they find, what can they see that's encrypted that can help them perhaps with other cases, but also with what's gone on here, what could they have found, what did they miss? I don't know that they missed anything, but unlocking that is huge. So no government showdown with Apple. Now, what does it mean for the Department of Justice and accessing other phones through whatever method? Who knows? The FBI knows that it worked on the iPhone 5C that belonged to Farouk. So going forward, they won't, you know, they don't have to worry about that. They've got it. I want to know what they find. What are they going to find on in that information, stored in that information, that could tell them something about, I don't know, even a futuristic plan, perhaps. I don't know that, but maybe. Maybe there's something there, which would be huge if that were the case. I mean, let me say it again, huge if that were the case. But who knows? Until something leaks out, and trust me, it's tight as a drum now at this point. Still hard to imagine. Think of those families. You're just talking December, a holiday party when that happened. And here we are wrapping up March this week. And, I mean, I just can't even imagine that. It's hard to wrap your head around that, isn't it? It's just like the Brussels thing, and what happened in Brussels with the Americans that were there who were so young and had their whole lives in front of them. And if you had said 10 years ago something about Brussels and how fabulous it was, people would say, yeah, what a great place to be young and newly married and have these great jobs. And the wrong place. You know, these two Americans are the latest victims confirmed. The U.S. death toll is 4. The embassy has been helping, and so they were able to find out that Justin and Stephanie Schultz, who had moved there in 2014, were killed. This couple from Tennessee, just 29 years old, they were both accountants. They had just dropped off her mother at the airport when the two suicide bombers detonated their explosives. So the mother was fine. They weren't. It's just absolutely unbelievable, right? As they try to set out what they can, they even had to release somebody because of the lack of evidence. And they're trying to piece it all together. Oh, boy. Stay with us.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. As we roll through this hour, coming around the corner, the curve, as it were, on our last hour, a few couple of highlights here, or lowlights. At the Capitol, the shooting suspect in custody, of course, underwent the knife today, was shot at the Capitol. Larry Dawson, 66, stable but critical condition, facing charges of assault with a deadly weapon and assault on a cop while armed. The no U.S. Capitol police officers were injured. A female bystander was injured by shrapnel, but nobody else. A single person thing. He had disrupted the Capitol before, so they closed down for an hour, basically, the Capitol Visitor Center, and there wasn't an active threat to the public after that. It was an isolated deal, but it's enough to rattle some nerves, and it rattled some nerves, even though the Congress folks and senators themselves weren't there. there, certainly many of their aides were, and the place was buzzing about coming off of a holiday weekend. Here's something else worth mentioning, because it's so rare that we say this, but volcanic ash spewing in Alaska, an eruption. This ash plume is up to 37,000 feet, they say, the Pavlov volcano in Alaska. It is really cool to see a volcano erupt. I've seen lava from a volcano after an eruption, not the actual plume, like been there for a plume, but seeing the pictures of it, especially from the sky, are fascinating to look at, I have to say. The trails are like 400 miles to the northeast over the interior of Alaska. And, of course, plains, forget about it. When you've got a plume like that, anywhere you're going to see that. There's not going to be aviation in the area. The concern is the ash cloud that's been growing since the eruption. It's really hurting the travel. And the travel already, in one sense, is sparingly to Alaska, let's face it. The National Weather Service has an ashfall advisory for communities that are north and east of the volcano. They're warning of light accumulation less than 1/10 of an inch. But when you see it from space, you see the other side of it, it is really, really wild. And seeing the actual volcano erupting, seeing the photos of that, it's the first eruption for that volcano since 2014. It's about 7 miles in diameter, which is cool. It's 592 miles southwest of Anchorage, so you know where it is in your mind. And it's one of the most consistently active volcanoes, they say. And some of those ash plumes are unbelievable. 49,000 feet. I mean, just mind-blowing. So this one might be going for a while. And because it's in a remote region and it's in Alaska, it's creating problems for travel, but it's very, very cool to see it. I don't know what's going on with the airline and some of these airline employees, but check this out. This story, I was somewhere today, I was visiting someone and I saw this briefly we had on the news. They say that there was a Delta employee arrested with $282,000 in a backpack. And here's the deal. This is some secret cash stash. He was going to pass that to somebody inside an airport bathroom, but it got to him. And his name was Jean-Yves Celius, a Delta ramp agent. So he's picked up, you can't make this stuff up, in Palm Beach. We just had a flight attendant who dropped a bag of cocaine. Now we have this flight attendant who had serious dough in a backpack, and he was caught with that much money. So where do you think that money is going for? Just 26, right? This guy used his airport ID to bypass security checkpoints, entered a sterile area from the outside tarmac, and did that. He had civilian clothes on. He was approached by an airport officer, asked to show the contents of the backpack. He did it willingly, and then you could see that there were large packets of cash wrapped in clear vacuum-sealed bundles. He then told the investigator he's being paid up to $1,000 to give the backpack to an unknown person in a bathroom inside the airport's area, sterile area. He had done a drop-off before for about a year, earning close to $4,000 for his work. He only knew the men who paid him, ready for this, seriously, Ricky and John, that's their names. He knew the backpack had a lot of money, but he didn't knew that it didn't come from a good cause. That's it. So he's got a charge now of illegal money transmitting, because ignorance is not a defense. He's going to be in custody until the hearing. I mean, this is wild, some of what's going on here with the airlines. The JetBlue flight attendant I mentioned, 68 pounds of coke at the L.A. airport. Then you had was a year and a half ago, something like that, you had a gun smuggling ring. There was two Delta employees in Atlanta that were involved in that. Then you just had today a pilot who was too drunk to fly, or they pointed him out and said he was too drunk to fly, so he was yanked off a flight that he was supposed to be the pilot for. Fun times in the sky, my friends. I mean, seriously, what in the world is happening out there? And this isn't me being naive. It's just me being shocked that what people are trying to get away with. Especially, you know, the bag search thing. It's got to be risky. But, hey, he got away with it for all that those other times, figuring no big deal. How do you do that for $1,000, all that cash that you're pumping out there? And you're not, what, tempted to just jump on the cash and fly away? Just boom, fly away with that serious cash? I don't know. No questions of, gee, you're giving me $1,000 for how much am I risking and how much money is in there? I'm just saying. I'm just thinking out loud, right? Pretty big. By the way, while all this is going on, the governor of California, Jerry Brown, announced a deal with the legislative and labor leaders on Monday to raise of the minimum wage to $15 an hour. They've been talking about it. By 2023, saying it would lead to better, higher pay for working poor. Still have to get support from the moderate Dems, but this would make California the first to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, be the highest in the nation. And Jerry Brown says, I'm hoping what happens in California will not just stay in California, but will be exported to the rest of the country. And there are arguments all on all sides of this about the $15 an hour. Democratic presidential hopeful U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has called for raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. But would it reduce poverty? No, because low-paid workers were most at risk for losing their job when the employers cut positions. So it's the low-paid guy anyway that's going to be in trouble if they cut the spot. Wow. There's got to be a better way to do this, right? I know you're driving by the lottery signs like I am, and you're saying to yourself, ugh. Someone's got to win. Hey, thanks for listening. You, the guy, the tall one, yeah, you in the back, thank you. See ya.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.